Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we approach the small house halfway up on the next block now. And here on the back porch, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Mr. Victor Gook is newly arrived home from the office, and he's standing on the sidewalk, solicitously scrutinizing his wife, who is seated on the top step but one. Listen.
How is your cold?
Dandy. Hardly. We're just a false alarm. I feel fine.
Still hurt you to talk?
A little. I get a sort of twinge, but nothing that amounts to anything.
This noon at the dinner table, you complained of sharp twinges.
Yes, but they've almost entirely disappeared.
I thought about you several times this afternoon. You so seldom have colds, I was a little uneasy.
I was uneasy myself. When I got up this morning with that peculiar, choked-up, sickish feeling, I thought, oh, murder, I bet I'm in for it.
Should you be sitting outdoors?
Do me good to be in the sunshine.
Oh.
Oh, received a nice letter this afternoon.
Huh?
Beth Rose.
Well, how's she?
Fine. Here, I got the letter made from pocket.
Well, there's no cap improving, isn't it?
He hasn't had a single throb in over a month.
Good. And Yuncy's in good health?
Yuncy's had a cold.
No.
Woke up the other morning with symptoms just like I complained about today. They put her to bed, and she stayed from Tuesday to Friday.
She's better now?
Yes. Here.
I thought I'd go in the house and run upstairs. There's some junk in my briefcase.
I'm handing you my sister's letter that comes this afternoon again.
Oh, to be sure, to be sure.
Well, you won't get worn out from reading it.
None of that now, Dr. C. None of that.
You're holding the letter upside down. Standing on your head?
Dear Sister Doll, thought I would write and see how you were feeling.
Hi, people. On the back porch, Charlie.
Well, here's Margaret home. Hi, Margaret.
Greetings, Doll.
You needn't come any closer, sir. You don't live here anymore. Your mother and myself have sold you to some people in Paxton, Illinois.
Please let me go in the house until my
call. He's a wicked boy.
You're finished with Bess's letter?
No, but Russell's home.
When Russell comes home, will you drop what we're doing?
Well, no,
Russell just found a dime. He was walking along the gutter, kicking knees, and he picked up a 1939 dime.
Hello, Willie boy. You've got a dirty face.
Yeah, I know. What'd you think about Bruce Johnson finding the dime?
He was lucky. Did he find the owner?
Oh, find the owner. You don't suppose he meant for the owner, do you?
I once found a dime under the most astonishing circumstances imaginable. I was walking down the street.
You're handing me back Bess's
letter? Oh, no. It's my head here. I want to read Bess's letter.
How's your cold, Mom?
Why, I believe it completely disappeared.
Oh, good.
I feel grand and haven't seen since this morning.
Great. Bruce and Johnson's father's had a bad cold.
What do you see up in the sky, Vic? You're staring up in the sky with your mouth open. You see an airplane or a bird?
I guess I fell into a sudden daydream. I want to read Bess's letter.
Don't read Bess's letter. It's too much. I want to read Bess's letter.
Dear Sister Noel, thought I would write and see how you were feeling.
You don't have to read it
out loud.
Okay.
I scratched my knee today, Jim.
Yeah, I want to
recap. The way I scratched my kneecap,
I was
coming along Trouble Street with another Falcon. You know that high voice?
I don't know how long you took out of finished.
Well, you know what that? Oh, yeah. Hey. Well.
Now
I'll move out. That's pretty darn good. Drop me a little line as you can. Love to all your sister best. It's a mighty nice setting.
Yes, wasn't it?
Brush your old sock. I'll make you look like 15 cents in a game of living.
Okay. It's a perfectly grand letter, wasn't it?
What do you mean? What's the matter?
Just to go, I'd be ashamed.
What's the matter?
Nothing, not a thing in the world. And I won't bother you with letters my sister writes ever again. It's just a common...
Well, what's the matter? What's the matter?
You couldn't have read Bess's letter in that miserable little insignificant bit of measly rotten time.
Why, I read every single word in
those... You couldn't have. You wasn't 8 seconds reading those whole monstrous 3 long pages of small writing.
I'm a rapid reader. I'm able to skim over a paragraph and get the meat out without stopping to study.
Now, say, Kim, now you stay here and you listen.
I'll be delighted to stay, Miss.
Only here, you read Aunt Bessie's letter. Give me twinges and throat to talk out loud.
Okay.
And you stand there and listen.
Oh, thunder, say, you just start fresh out of awful proportion.
Fresh is right. Yes. My poor sister.
The other day I was indulging in a conversation...
Read Aunt Bessie's letter, please.
Dear sister in law, thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are finding Roger's new cat hasn't given a single throb in over a month. We are keeping our fingers crossed, hoping the condition will clear up altogether. And then, Yuncy was on the sick list last week.
What did you say, Russell?
Yuncy was on the sick list last week.
Before that?
We are keeping our fingers crossed, hoping the condition will clear up altogether.
And then what?
Ha-ha.
Did you say ha-ha a second ago?
Looks like ham-ham. And Beth...
No, it don't look like ham-ham.
Aunt Beth put an extra curlicue on the end of...
No, Aunt Beth don't put an extra curlicue on the end of... Mm-hmm. Read.
Dear sister and all, thought I would write and see how you are feeling. Do you have fun? No, I thought you had...
Aunt Beth's letters are no place for smartness. Now read.
From the beginning?
No, not from the beginning. From where you left off.
We are keeping our fingers crossed, hoping your condition will clear up altogether.
Right on.
Rufy was on the sick list last week.
What's in between?
Ha-ha.
You're sure it's not ham-ham?
I guess I said ham-ham because I remembered about a month ago, Gov received a letter from his friend Gus back in Dubuque, Iowa. He said ham-ham instead of ha-ha. I guess.
Continue reading.
The poor child woke up Tuesday morning with a bad cold, and we made her stay in bed. He was in bed, cleared up by it. The cold didn't seem so serious in itself, but Lucy felt so dragged out and sneezing, she thought it wouldn't hurt to keep her quiet and be on the safe side. How are your two babies? Ham-ha.
Ham-ha.
Ha-ha.
Sounds like you said ham-ha.
Well, Aunt Beth does put funny little curly cues on the end.
Read. Read,
how are your two babies? Ha-ha.
Why are you stopping?
Vic, I expect to still have in high old times in his elegant office. I often wish I was a little bird and could peep in on him when he's answering his grand expensive telephone and shouting orders to the hired help. Ah, ha.
Oh.
Yeah?
I didn't say anything.
Well, mate, I suppose you're raking leaves and burning them the same as we are. I always feel so kind of halfway sad when fall arrives. Isn't that silly? Sasha says you ought to name me Winnie because I'm such a ninny. Ham, ham. Well, I don't care.
Hand me Aunt Beth's letter. I think that'll do. What's the matter? Just hand me Aunt Beth's letter. All right, but what did I do? A little smartness, and now you're finished. Sit right where you are, and I don't want to hear a single sound. Not even a whisper. My gosh, I said ham, ham. Not even one single little whisper. Here, Vic.
Will you let me do it?
Give me twinges and a throat to talk out loud. Here.
Fine.
Someday I'm just going to tell Beth.
Out loud. Dear sister, thought I would
not
like...
Not from the beginning. We've heard the beginning 40 times.
Oh, we are keeping our fingers crossed.
Begin where Russell left off.
I left off, Governor.
I think you know your orders, sister.
Oh, Walter said they ought to name me Winnie because I'm such a ninny.
Well?
Ha-ha.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't care. I think the autumn is kind of sad. Yuki has been practicing her piano more than usual lately, memorizing a new piano solo called Facing the Barking Revolvers of Frank and Jesse James. It is a good deal like her other piece, The Great Colorado Train Robbery, because she scrapes her thumb down the white keys and stumps on the loud pedal with both feet. Walter and I tell her she looks like an acrobat when she renders these two pieces, ham, ham. Probably you read in the paper where...
What's the matter, Mom? Hey, Mom! Gov,
Where are you going? What is it?
You said ham, ham. Hey, Mom!
I said it was a slip of the tongue. I meant ha-ha. I didn't mean ham-ham. That was a slip of the tongue. I meant ha-ha.
Well? Gov.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we hadn't better go in the house for a while.
No. Wouldn't be good judgment.
Let's walk downtown and back.
Come on.
Thank you.